This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Greg Sharp back with you. Memorial Stadium, it's halftime, 14-10. Purdue with the lead over Nebraska. We're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Great to see you. Always great to see you. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Greg, I've been thinking a lot over the last few weeks about Nebraska's children. They're our future leaders. They're our future business owners. They are our future nurses and doctors and teachers. Most parents, you and I, would do anything that it takes to make certain that they get the right start so that they can be successful. But the sad fact is that in this state, like most states, we just have too many children who aren't getting the right start. And so the likelihood of success greatly diminishes when that happens.
What are some of the challenges that you see facing the state when it comes to early childhood?
So just maybe just a quick bit of the science. What we know is that children growing up in poverty typically hear about 20 million fewer words by age 5 than a child who grows up in an affluent family. And so the start is important. About 80% of brain development occurs in the first 5 years of life. The child who doesn't come to kindergarten prepared to start learning on day one, the odds are against them that they'll be ready to read by the end of the third grade, read proficiently. If you can't read proficiently by the end of the third grade, you're much more likely to be a high school dropout. You're exponentially more likely to go to prison. So clearly it's important for the future of our state that we figure this problem out.
What role can the university play then in getting these young kids on the right track?
So we have the Buffett Early Childhood Institute, funded by a generous donation that really allows us to think very differently about how we ensure that we are preparing teachers in an appropriate way. We are partnering with public schools. You know, we're thinking differently about how we use extension. We've hired staff on every campus in the university system. So we have a presence everywhere thinking about this issue. It's important that this is such a large issue that we can't leave this to just the university alone. All parents love their children, but you know, if you grow up in poverty, if you can't read as an adult, you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know how to help your children. It doesn't mean you don't love your children and want the best for them. So we have to help figure that out. It takes the business community. It takes the civic-minded individual. It takes everybody. It takes college students. It takes high school students thinking very differently about how we create more and better print and vocabulary-rich environments for our students.
You mentioned the Buffett Early Childhood Institute. Can you tell us more about what it does?
So the Buffett Early Childhood Institute's only been around for about 3 years. The first thing that it does, let me back up a little bit. Sam Mizell leads it. Mm-hmm. And Sam's goal is to make Nebraska the best state in the country to be a baby. So think about that for a minute. What more noble and appropriate goal can there be? And the thing that really excites me is that that's coming from the University of Nebraska. In my view, pre-kindergarten, pre-K is the first day of college. If a student lands in kindergarten with the vocabulary level of a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, they just aren't going to be ready to be successful. And so the Buffett Institute brings the work of our faculty to schools, to families, to early childhood providers across the state. It takes the latest cutting-edge research on early childhood learning and development straight to the people so that it can be used.
The Institute's not been around very long, right? Just a couple years.
Only about 3 years. Sam Mizell's leading it. He's hired an amazing cast of stars to work in this space, but also the deans of each of our 3 undergraduate campuses have been just as focused. And so this truly is a university-wide focus.
Can you give us some examples of some of the programs or some of the initiatives that the Buffett Early Childhood Institute has been involved in?
Sure. So transformational outreach and engagement opportunities such as the superintendent's early childhood plan. The program recognizes that preparing for school begins long before school. And participating schools pave the way for success by providing services early in a child's life, like home visits that coach parents with young children. And then quality preschool programs are offered as children get older, so ages 3 and 4. And once those children arrive at school, they're immersed in an aligned K-3 program. As the state's only public university, you know, that's a good place to be, but I've often said, with that comes enormous responsibility. That responsibility extends to our youngest, most vulnerable citizens.
Great. We know it's one of the great missions of the university to do that. I always love it when you bring guests, and you brought us a regent today.
So I brought one of my bosses. I have 12 bosses, 8 elected adults, and then, not that Spencer's not an adult here, but 4 student regents. And these guys and gals are incredible, very talented, focused on improving the university. So Spencer Hartman's here with me from UNL.
Spencer, great to see you. What an honor for you to be a regent as a student at UNL.
Certainly excited to serve on the board. I grew up riding on the combine in Western Nebraska, listening to this program exactly. And I'm excited for any students out there listening to it today for the future that they have here at the University of Nebraska.
Where'd you grow up? What year are you in?
Imperial is my hometown, and senior here at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Great. Good to have you up here today. Enjoy the game. Let's get this thing turned around in the second half. Can we do that?
For sure. Hopefully.
Hey, we're a second half team.
Here we are. Fourth quarter definitely is ours. Spencer, good to meet you. Thanks for coming. Hank, good to see you as well.
Go Big Red.
14-10. Huskers down at Purdue at the half. We've got more halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, 4 campuses, 1 Nebraska.